Hey everyone, welcome back to MarketSnap. BZi just went through a massive repricing, and by massive, I mean the stock has lost over half its value in the last month alone. The market has clearly voted, but our job here is to figure out if that brutal sell-off actually matches the fundamentals, or if there's something deeper going on beneath the surface. We're rerunning Blaze Holdings through the full MarketSnap analysis with the fresh numbers, and honestly, this one is a wild ride. Let's set the stage. Blaze Holdings is a semiconductor company playing in the edge AI computing space. This isn't your typical data center GPU story. They're focused on programmable, energy-efficient AI processors that run at the edge, meaning on the device itself, rather than in the cloud. Think automotive, industrial, and enterprise applications, where power efficiency and low latency are critical. The stock trades around 48 cents a share, giving it a market cap of roughly $68 million. And here's the kicker. The stock is down nearly 90% over the past year, and about 97% over the last 5 years. That's a staggering destruction of value, but it also means we're looking at a company that has essentially been reset to zero in the market's eyes. Now let's dig into who this company actually is. Blaze was founded back in 2010 and is headquartered in El Dorado Hills, California. They describe themselves as a leader in programmable, energy-efficient, edge AI computing. The CEO is Dinakar Munagala, and the company employs around 240 people. Their portfolio includes programmable AI processors, and they also offer services around the deployment of AI models, plus strategic consulting. So they're trying to be a full-stack edge AI solution, not just a chip designer. The thesis here is that as AI inference moves from the cloud to the edge, you need specialized silicon that can run models locally with minimal power draw. That's the opportunity they're chasing. Now let's talk revenue, because this is where things get really interesting, and honestly, a bit concerning. In fiscal year 2025, Blaze reported revenue of about $38.6 million. Compare that to fiscal year 2024, where they generated just $1.5 million in revenue. So on the surface, that looks like explosive growth, a massive jump year over year. But here's the thing. In 2023, they did $3.8 million. In 2022, they did $3.8 million. So the company was essentially flat for years, then had a terrible 2024, and then had a big jump in 2025. That's not a smooth growth trajectory. That's lumpy, project-based revenue, which is typical for early-stage hardware companies, but also very hard to predict. The gross margin story is also worth noting. In 2025, gross profit was about $6.2 million on that $38 million in revenue, which translates to a gross margin of roughly 13.5%. That's quite low for a semiconductor company. Most chip companies command gross margins well above 50%. A 13% gross margin suggests they're selling more like a systems integrator or a services business right now, not a high-margin IP company. Now let's get into the earnings picture, because this is where the red flags start to pile up. In 2025, the company reported a net loss of $206.9 million. That's a massive loss on just $38 million in revenue. Operating income was negative $91.8 million, and EBITDA was negative $90.6 million. The EPS came in at negative $1.98 per share. Compare that to 2024, where they lost $61 million, or about 60 cents a share. So losses are accelerating significantly, even as revenue grows. That's the classic growth at all costs problem. They're burning cash to drive revenue, but the unit economics aren't improving yet. Looking at the most recent quarter, Q1 2026, revenue came in around $11 million, which is actually a step up from the quarterly run rate we saw in 2025. But the company is still burning through cash, and management acknowledged supply chain challenges while pointing to a strong pipeline of opportunities. There's also been a lot of noise around their AI services and hybrid AI platform, which suggests they're trying to diversify beyond just selling chips. Let's pull up the balance sheet and cash flow, because for a company burning this much cash, survival is the first question. As of fiscal year 2025, Blaze had about $45.8 million in cash and cash equivalents. Total current assets were about $96.6 million, against current liabilities of $43.4 million, so the current ratio is around 3.7, which looks healthy on the surface. But here's the concern. Operating cash flow in 2025 was negative $81.4 million. Free cash flow was negative $82 million. They did raise about $77.8 million in financing activities, which is what's keeping them alive, but they're burning through cash at an alarming rate. At the current burn rate, that $45 million in cash gives them maybe 6 to 9 months of runway before they need to raise more capital. And with the stock trading at 48 cents, with a market cap of just $68 million, raising additional capital through equity issuance is going to be massively dilutive to existing shareholders. There's no debt on the balance sheet, which is a positive, but the equity dilution risk is real and significant. Now let's break this down with a proper SWOT analysis, because there are real arguments on both sides here. Starting with strengths. The company has a legitimate technology platform for edge AI, which is a growing market. They have a strong balance sheet position with no debt. They've shown they can grow revenue. That jump from $1.5 million to $38 million is real, even if it's from a tiny base. And they have a first-mover position in programmable edge AI processors, which is a niche that larger players haven't fully dominated yet. On the weaknesses side, the list is long. Gross margins are far too low for a semiconductor company. They're burning cash at an unsustainable rate. The revenue base is lumpy and unpredictable. And there's a massive accumulated deficit. Retained earnings are negative $636 million. That's a huge hole that will take years of profitability to dig out of. Now, the opportunities. Edge AI is a massive secular growth trend. As more devices need on-device AI inference, the demand for efficient, programmable processors should grow. They're expanding into AI services and a hybrid AI platform, which could open up recurring revenue streams. And they have a strong pipeline of opportunities according to management, even if supply chain issues are holding things back. But the threats are severe. There's an active securities class action lawsuit against the company covering a class period from July 2025 to April 2026. Multiple law firms are soliciting investors to join. That's a massive overhang on the stock. Competition from larger, better capitalized players like Nvidia and Qualcomm is intense. And the company's survival depends on continued access to capital markets, which becomes harder as the stock price falls. Let's look at the price action, because this chart tells a brutal story. Over the past week, the stock is down 37.5%. Over the past month, it's down 54%. Over 3 months, down 68%. Over 6 months, down 62%. And over the past year, down 87%. The industry, by comparison, is up 75% over the past year. The technology sector is up 25%. So this isn't a sector-wide sell-off. This is company-specific destruction. The stock has essentially gone from a few dollars down to under a dollar, and the momentum is clearly against it. For short-term traders, this is a falling knife. There's no support level visible on the chart, and with the class action lawsuit news hitting the wires, there's no catalyst to suggest the selling will stop. The stock is down 97% over 5 years, which means even the long-term holders who got in early are essentially wiped out. Alright, so what's my honest take on Blaze AI? Look, I'm going to be straight with you here. This is one of the most difficult stocks I've analyzed in a while, because there's a real technology underneath all the chaos. But the financial reality is brutal. I'm leaning on the fundamentals and the price action here more than any model output, because when a stock is down 97% over 5 years and facing a securities class action, the models are secondary to the survival question. The bull case is that edge AI is real, the company has a differentiated product, and if they can get margins up and revenue scaling, there's enormous upside from these levels. The stock is trading below a dollar, and the market cap is under $70 million, which is arguably less than the value of the technology and IP they've developed over 15 years. The bear case is that they're burning through cash at $80 million a year, they have less than a year of runway, and the dilution needed to survive will crush existing shareholders. The class action lawsuit adds legal risk and reputational damage, and with gross margins at 13%, there's no clear path to profitability. My verdict? This is a speculative, high-risk, potentially high-reward situation. It's not an investment. It's a gamble. If you believe in the Edge AI thesis and think management can execute, the upside is enormous. But you have to be prepared for the possibility that this goes to zero. Position sizing is everything here. And honestly, for most investors, the risk-reward just isn't there when there are so many other ways to play the AI theme without this level of idiosyncratic risk. What do you think about BZAI? Leave your take in the comments below. I genuinely want to hear both sides on this one, because it's a polarizing stock. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.